April 22, the purpose of grace, to make us holy. Ye shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Leviticus 19:2. Holiness is not rapture. It is an entire surrender of the will to God. It is living by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. It is doing the will of our Heavenly Father. It is trusting God in trial, in darkness as well as in light. It is walking by faith and not by sight. It is relying on God with unquestioning confidence and resting in His love. Our hearts are evil and we cannot change them. Education, culture, the exercise of the will, human effort, all have their proper sphere, but here they are powerless. They can produce an outward correctness of behavior, but they cannot change the heart. They cannot purify the springs of life. There must be a power working from within, a new life from above, before men can be changed from sin to holiness. That power is Christ. His grace alone can quicken the lifeless faculties of the soul and attract it to God, to holiness. No man receives holiness as a birthright or as a gift from any other human being. Holiness is the gift of God through Christ. Those who receive the Savior become sons of God. They are His spiritual children, born again, renewed in righteousness and true holiness. Their minds are changed. With clearer vision, they behold eternal realities. They are adopted into God's family, and they become conformed to His likeness, changed by His Spirit from glory to glory. From cherishing supreme love for self, they come to cherish supreme love for God and for Christ. Accepting Christ as a personal Savior and following His example of self-denial, this is the secret of holiness. Forgetting the things that are behind, let us press forward in the heavenward way. Let us neglect no opportunity that, if improved, will make us more useful in God's service. Then, like threads of gold, holiness will run through our lives, and the angels, beholding our consecration, will repeat the promise, I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. Isaiah 13:12. All heaven rejoices when weak, faulty human beings give themselves to Jesus to live His life.